What's happening, everybody? You're now tuning into the Producer's Corner with Spud Too Tight, and I have another special show for you today. On the phone with me, I have a returning guest who is very talented and a gifted musician. He is also lead guitarist from the smooth jazz group 4Play, and he is back to talk about the group's newest CD release titled Esprit de Four. Please welcome back legendary guitarist, producer, composer, Mr. Chuck Loeb. How's it going, Chuck?
It's great, and it's great to be here, man.
Oh, thank you, man. Welcome back to the show. And it's real
Thanks.
Cool, man, because the CD that you guys released is another hot one, man. This is definitely going to break down some barriers there.
I feel like that, too. Yeah, I'm very, very, very proud and happy with this CD.
Now, Chuck, give me your intake and your insight on how the CD differs from the previous release of Let's Touch the Sky, because I interviewed you guys on that CD release. So how does it compare to the previous CD?
Well, for me, on a personal note, the biggest difference is that I've had 2.5 years as a member of the band to get more comfortable and be sort of more locked in with everything. See, because the first project that you and I spoke about, Let's Touch the Sky, was recorded basically after only one gig that I did with the group. I was asked to join in midwinter. We did one gig in April, and then we went into the studio. And so it was a little like, all right, the water's cold, but jump into the pool, you know. And, you know, it was a little shocking. Whereas this time, I mean, I'm very proud of that CD too, but this time we've really gelled as a band, hence the name of the thing, that we're really together as a band and feel this camaraderie that's grown over the last 2 years. So for me, it was a little bit more in a comfort zone in the creative process.
Now, on the CD, Chuck, how many songs did you get a chance to compose and produce on this album?
Well, we co-produce everything, so everything is done, you know, in a very democratic way. But in terms of compositions, I have 3 on this one, and you know, that's kind of a treat because we usually all only get 2. And so they threw me an extra one. I guess the new guy gets an extra one every once in a while.
Now, you know, I think a lot of it, too, is just your taste and background in music, Chuck. I mean, you come from a really diverse background as a solo artist. 7 solo albums. And, you know, before I was talking to you, you had another project you were working on. So I think bringing those experiences and that musical ear to the group just really adds to the arsenal.
No question about it. And each of us does have our own history of being solo artists, with the exception of Nathan. He's the only guy that hasn't. We're on his case all the time to do his own thing, and I think it's going to be soon. But for me, bringing that experience, not only being a recording artist for many years myself, but also being a producer for a lot of different artists and a lot of different projects, you know, we each try to bring all that experience to the concept of doing a group, which is different because you have to, there's a lot of give and take. And, you know, the band, I think we discussed last time, it's quite a democratic process the way things get done. And when it all clicks and it all works, it sounds like 4Play. And that's the thing that we're all striving for, to have that excellence in production, sound, composition, improvisation, reach the levels that the earlier CDs have all reached.
Right. Now, how has it changed you creatively as a musician, Chuck? I mean, working with 4Play and bringing your ideas to the band, has it changed your creative process and ideas at all?
Well, that's like I tell the guys, as long as everybody does what I want, it'll be cool. No, I mean, it does change it a little bit. I mean, I've been in bands before, so you learn. The difference, you learn how to, you know, that's really the great thing about jazz. You know, it's all about interacting and being able to give and take. And, you know, when you're the leader of the band, you're producing and leading the project yourself, the decision-making process, in one way, is easier because there's no one else, you know, that you have to, you know, compromise with. On the other hand, it's a lot of responsibility. The nice thing about 4Play is that in moments when you're not sure which direction to go in, you've got 3 of the best musicians in the world at your side to say, well, let's do this, mm-hmm. or let's do that. And that's a huge relief, especially when it's Bob James, Harvey Mason, Mason East saying that to you, because, you know, you can have confidence in those guys.
Yeah. You know, what current projects are you working on as a solo artist and a producer currently?
In the last year, it's been over a year since I did my last CD, which was called Plain and Simple, which for me was a return to sort of my straight-ahead jazz roots. I did it was an organ-based project, hearkening back to my influence of Jimmy Smith and Wes Montgomery and George Benson with Jack McDuff, that era of music. So that's the last one that I have under my belt. I'm working on a new project, which is going to go in a different direction. Now I'm going to be doing quite a romantic record. It's going to have strings on it, and it's going to have some solo guitar pieces and a lot of romantic music. And haven't thought of a title yet, but that's what's going to be recorded over the winter. In terms of production, I'm very proud of a project that I produced last year. Two, actually, I'll mention. Over the last couple of years, I did Eric Marienthal's latest CD. It's called It's Love, which really came out beautifully. I'm very proud of that. I produced the whole record, and Eric is a master musician, and it was great to work with him. And before that, I produced about half of for the last Michael Frank CD called Time Together, and that's another one that I'm real super proud of. So it's been. And then right now, I should also mention I'm working on, my wife is a singer, Carmen Cuesta. She's got five CDs out already, and we're working on her sixth, which is going to be, she's from Spain, as you know, and this is going to be Spanish music, a bunch of music that I wasn't all that familiar with, called boleros.
Yeah.
And the latest on the stove cooking right now.
Wow. Man, that's amazing. You guys must have some nice jam sessions together, huh?
Very musical house. My daughter's a singer-songwriter, very active in the music world, and my other daughter is musical too, not professionally. So we get together and everybody grab a guitar, and got some good singers in the house, except me. Nobody lets me sing.
We'll keep you on the strings, man.